106 Jack FM, Hertfordshire. News.
It went against every law of nature. The things he did are too graphic to mention.
The top stories in Hertfordshire this week. 30 children across the UK have been rescued from danger after a Hertfordshire Constabulary anti-paedophile investigation that led to the imprisonment of one of Hertfordshire's worst ever child sex offenders, 47-year-old Watford man John Maber. Next.
To me, it just seems so third world.
Hertfordshire-founded parenting website Netmums says one in four parents know of a child in their area who may be going hungry. But their poll also reveals many mums and dads are reluctant to report their concerns. In other news.
The longer we have to spend questioning a caller, it can make the difference between life and death.
Hertfordshire's motorists are wasting life-saving moments, calling the county's fire and rescue service without knowing their location. They're taking longer to respond to incidents on Hertfordshire's motorways while they try to find where people have called them from. Meanwhile,
ultimately people die.
Welwyn Garden City hosted a conference of health officials. They discussed how to get the most number of vulnerable people vaccinated against the flu. NHS Hertfordshire are failing to meet their immunisation target. It's because people who don't know they need the jab aren't seeing their GPs. And finally,
we're delighted and really, really proud to be able to say that this venue reopens to the public on Saturday the 8th of September.
The Olympic and Paralympic Games is expected to put £13 billion into the UK economy over the next 4 years. That's including revenue from Hertfordshire's canoe slalom event venue, the Lee Valley White Water Centre in Waltham Cross. You can get more news on Jack's iPhone app and at 106jack.com.